Baron Tramontano was given the title Count of Matera and built the famous Castello Tramontano, Tramontana Castle. The aristocracy and the people of Matera considered the Count a very arrogant tyrant who ruled without mercy, especially because he demanded a lot of taxes from the people in order to be able to live in luxury. On December 28, 1514, the Count demanded that the aristocracy and the people pay him 24.000 ducats so that he could pay his debts. The people wouldn't accept this. The night after, on December 29, 1514, Count Giancarlo and Countess Elisabetta went to mass in the church. When the Count and the Countess came out of the church, the Count was brutally stripped and beaten to death by a group of unknown men. The Countess was allowed to escape. After the murder, the church bells rang constantly to mark the death of the Count. All over the city, people celebrated this event. The king in Naples considered the murder of Count Giancarlo as a political assassination and as an attack on the throne. Therefore, he sent a commissary to Matera to solve the crime. Four innocent men were hanged, but the guilty criminals were never found.
Giancarlo Tramontano was appointed Earl of Matera.
Don't worry, with me rich people will have many benefits and privileges. Poor people will not have to pay more taxes.
Over time, goodbye promises began building a castle.
Have to pay taxes.
I'm desperate and tired of this year.
Soon he cannot to buy bread.
My children, poor children.
The fierce animals, 100 ducats.
But the people were even more angry because the Earl had this right to be with the girl during the wedding night.
I can't think about it, my girlfriend with him.
But that's terrible night. This is not the right.
I don't want to get married.
He's a tyrant.
We must kill him.
Many guys waiting for the Earl to the cathedral. He was unarmed. The Sioux raided him and left him to shreds in a pool of blood.